Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belleville.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 4:02 in the Pacific Time Zone. Time for Toker Talk Radio. Our phone lines are open, toll-free at 84-420-RADIO or 844-207-2346. Also want to remind you that we are brought to you in part by our excellent VIP members. You can become a VIP member of 420 Radio for as little as $4.20 a month, but if you can afford more, give more. You'll find the website at 420radio.org/VIP. It's a monthly PayPal deduction. So, you know, it's completely easy, simple to do, and hooks up with your credit or debit card or your own PayPal account. $4.20 a month or more gets you access to replays of this program, Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio. So if you're listening live right now and you're thinking, God, I wish I could listen to this later, you can. But you have to be a 420 Radio VIP. Become a copper VIP for 420, a bronze at $9.99, a silver at $19.99, and a gold at $29.99. Whatever you can afford to give, we really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much. Usually these VIP donations are what keeps me fed on the road, what happens to get me from one location to another, the cost of internet, bandwidth, electricity, rent, all that stuff builds up after a while. And thanks to your support, I've been able to do this independently now for almost going on 3 years. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much, VIPs. Really appreciate it. You also get access, in addition to Toker Talk Radio, you get discounts at the 420 Radio Shop. If you subscribe at bronze or above, 10% off for bronze members, 20% off for silver, 30% off for gold members. And we got a bunch of good stuff up there at the shop, including the PowerPoints that I deliver all around this nation at various hemp conventions, cannabis cups, marijuana expos, and so forth, including my most recent presentation, the Legalization State of the Union, that I delivered to a packed standing room only house at the Cannabis Cup during the 420 weekend in Denver, Colorado. That's available up there in the download section. We also have our posters, our pins, our stickers. You can buy something, and that's another way to help support independent marijuana media. All right, coming up on the show here in hour two at 420, well, we have an important safety meeting. And then right after the important safety meeting, Gordon Green will be calling in with his Gordon Green's Music Planet Irie Wednesday Daily Toker Tune. I'd get the whole title in this time. And I'm not exactly sure who this artist is. I've never heard of him, as is the case with a lot of the Irie Wednesday artists. But I'm always happy to hear the tune that Gordon Green brings up. Always expanding our musical horizons, taking us around the world to every continent but Antarctica for the great music from all around the planet. It's Gordon Green's Music Planet. That's up tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time on 420 Radio. If you want to catch a full hour of this world music, or just stay tuned till 420 and you'll get a little glimpse of what we're talking about. Also on the show, coming up a little later, I'm going to recap our visit with Doug Fine, our hemp expert and our Hemp Day Hump Day. I had kind of a bad cell connection with him, so it's got a little hard to understand him, but I'll get to some of the high points of what he was discussing just a little later on in the program. And of course, I got to talk some more about this situation in Arizona, the revival of the Kevin Sabet Marijuana Miseducation Tour. I downloaded one of the flyers from a particular, one of their educational summits from a couple of years ago. Yeah, in fact, check this out, folks. You know how I was saying how Oregon, we had the 2012 tour and the 2014 tour. Turns out in Arizona in 2014, they had a group that was trying to put together a marijuana legalization initiative. Now, it never got to the ballot, but they were in the process of doing that for 2014. Turns out in 2013, in December, Yavapai County got another $50,000 check. Was it Yavapai? It's Fowler. Matforce. That's Matforce. Okay. So they got another $50,000 check, quote, to support public education regarding marijuana, end quote. It's fascinating how the public doesn't need to know anything about marijuana until someone suggests legalizing it. So they ran this same game back in 2014 in Arizona. Now, when they called the Yavapai County lady about how that $50,000 was used back in 2014, they said they had no plans. Let's see, where is that? Oh, okay, sorry. I'm in the wrong spot there. Talking about Bill Montgomery, the other attorney, district attorney there, he responds that the decision by their attorney general, quote, simply confirms that I can continue educating the public with respect to the impact of drugs on our community without being accused of misusing my official position by marijuana legalization advocates. I currently have no plans for any spending of public funds specifically addressing the marijuana initiative, so I have neither conducted nor asked for any analysis regarding expenditures, end quote. I mean, he's just telling you right there. The attorney general has basically given me a bulletproof excuse to argue against legalizing marijuana using my official office and public funds. Notice his word selection, too. I have no intent to spend public funds specifically addressing the marijuana initiative. And you can bet they won't. They won't address it by name at all. They will not say vote for or vote against the initiative. But they will give you every excuse, even fake ones, to vote against it. And that will be perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. Keep in mind this, Bill Montgomery, back in March, he was the guy who said he had religious reasons for opposing marijuana legalization. And at that event, called a Navy veteran an enemy. An enemy after he admitted he was a medical and recreational user of marijuana. Said, you're the enemy. He was couched in something about you took an oath to uphold the Constitution and, you know, marijuana is federally illegal, so you're an enemy because you're a traitor to the Constitution. Some crap like that to a veteran. So this is the playbook we're going to see. Not just in Arizona. You can expect this to happen in California and Nevada as well. Watch these public officials start taking their anti-drug education money, their grant money, their RICO seizure money, and put it toward fighting the legalization initiatives that are going to happen in those three states in 2016. Hell, it's going to happen in Ohio for 2015. You can bet that too. This next couple of years is going to be a big cleanup for Kevin Sabet at $3,000 or $3,500 a pop. It's just so frustrating, especially when you know those Arizona RICO funds that they're doling out at $50,000 per check. A lot of that comes from asset forfeitures. So not only are they using their taxpayer-funded positions, taxpayer-funded offices, and taxpayer money to fight legalization, in some cases, they're taking the stuff from us. They're taking our assets, our cash, our homes, our cars, selling those and using that money to fight marijuana legalization efforts. It's disgusting. It's an affront to democracy. And everybody better wake up and recognize that if we don't stop this in the marijuana movement, it's gonna spread to other movements. It's gonna spread to both sides of the political aisle anytime someone wants to pass an initiative that the people in power don't like. We need to reclaim our democracy now.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005. The Russ Belville Show.
.420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green.
.420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Hey, this is Big Daddy.
I like it.
I want you cats to join me at the Funky Roller Ring, right here on 420 Radio. It's like the groove in Soul Town, smashed together with a greasy pork sandwich on the side, baby.
Two hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
Funky Roller Ring.
I know of no instance in my entire career where someone was acting out under the influence of marijuana. People under the influence of alcohol are much more problematic. Law enforcement officials have more important things to do with their time than arresting people for marijuana possession. They need to be there to protect the public, to respond to crimes such as robbery, burglaries, rape, and murders. Our state cannot afford to keep arresting people and putting them in jail for marijuana possession. It's time for a more sensible approach.
Yeah, what's up, it's Chill. I'll tell you.
Welcome back, everybody. That's Vivian featuring Overdose with Legalize. Still want to talk a little bit more about Arizona and the Kevin Sabet marijuana education tour, part three. That appears to be forming there in Arizona. If you just tuned in, the county officials, the drug prevention people, the attorney general, the people in Arizona in power have just been given the green light by their attorney general to use RICO funds and other public funds to publicly educate about marijuana, which in no way, of course, is intended to tell people how to vote on the upcoming marijuana legalization initiative. Heavens no. Yeah, so they're trying to do the same thing they did in Oregon in 2012 and 2014. They're going to bring Kevin Sabet out, do his little tour, spend a bunch of money, host a bunch of public forums that will be lightly attended, and raise the roof for fighting the oncoming onslaught of the stoners. That's their goal, folks. Taxpayer money to spread marijuana education. So I thought it would be instructive for us to take a listen to what some of the marijuana education will be in the state of Arizona. Now, I'm looking back at a document that was from 2014. This was that same Matt Force group that's issuing the $50,000 check this year. In 2014, late 2013, issued a $50,000 check for more marijuana education. And in early 2014, they were shopping around a resolution against marijuana legalization. And remember, there were people trying to get legalization on the ballot in 2014 in Arizona. They failed, but they were trying. So as they were trying to get legalization on the ballot, this document was shopped around to the various counties and towns, and it was a resolution for them to sign opposing marijuana legalization. Now, listen to some of this, and if this doesn't ring the Kevin Sabet bell, if this doesn't sound like something scripted straight out of Project Sam, if it doesn't sound like that to you, then you haven't been paying attention. Let me give you some of the pieces. It's one of these things that starts off, resolution opposing the legalization of marijuana. Primary sponsor, Matt Force, the Yavapai County Substance Abuse Coalition. All right, so it's one of these things with a whole bunch of whereases, right? Because these things are true, this is why we're opposing it, right? So here's your first whereas. Whereas marijuana is the most commonly abused illicit drug in Arizona and the United States, and it is estimated that approximately 17.4 million, or 6.9% of Americans, smoke it on a regular basis. And then there's a whole bunch more whereas this, whereas that, whereas this, right? And they're supposed to be statements of fact that are the convincing arguments for signing on to this opposition to marijuana legalization. Now, can't disagree with that first one. It is absolutely true. There is 17.4 million. It's more now, but you know, about 6%, 7% of Americans smoke marijuana on a regular basis. And there's a few others that, you know, teen use of marijuana has been on the increase since 2007. That's factually true. THC is one of only 400 chemicals in the marijuana plant. That's factually true. Marijuana use is harmful to the adolescent brain, affecting parts of the brain that influence pleasure, memory, thinking, concentration, sensory and time perception, and coordinated movement. Kind of true. I mean, it is not good for the developing adolescent brain, but harmful in some sort of permanent respect is open to doubt. Whereas marijuana use reduces inhibitions, blah, blah, blah. Whereas marijuana use causes driver impairment, blah, blah, blah. Now, the driver impairment one, could quibble with that a little, right? We've now seen evidence and reports that once you correct for the fact that most marijuana smokers or a large number of marijuana smokers are teenage and young adult males, the same people who tend to get more accidents anyway, once you correct for that, you find there's no statistical difference between marijuana users and non-marijuana users as to their risk of crash. But then we start to get deep into the thicket of reefer madness. We opened up with a few things that, yeah, kind of true. Now we get into the thicket of reefer madness. But you know what? Let me save the reefer madness. There's some reefer madness in this. We're going to continue this more. This is the resolution from 2014 to justify opposing the legalization of marijuana that they were shopping around to various cities, towns, councils, all that, all throughout the state of Arizona in 2014. And it's a preview of the quality of education Kevin Sabet will deliver once he shows up for his marijuana education tour, where he gets paid $3,000 per stop. At least. His price may have gone up. And I encourage Arizonans out there who are curious to start digging into your state's open record request laws. Every state has some form of Freedom of Information Act that allows you to get public records. I'm telling you, folks, I'd do it if I had the money and the time to do it. I don't anymore. But if someone can get out there and start doing some open requests and just ask for anything to or from Kevin Sabet, ask for anything that contains the word Sabet in it. And I will bet you will start finding some contracts and some agreements, and you'll start finding just how much money Kevin Sabet is making to deliver the marijuana education tour, part three, the Arizona edition. It's these kind of shenanigans and this kind of, you know, suckling from the public teat that is the kind of stuff that you can get conservatives up in arms about for the misspent federal tax money.
the Nile ain't just a river in Egypt.
Let me correct that. Not just federal tax money, but state and local money as well. Well, it gets me pretty angry, but you know what? It is 420, so I do have an opportunity to relieve my mood just a little bit. Stay tuned. We got Gordon Green calling in next with our Daily Toker Tune of the Day. Let's get Irie, folks.
Radio. Tune in, turn on, get high, Lee educated.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a chance to get relaxed, and helping us with the relaxation is Gordon Green on the line. How you doing, Gordon?
Hey, Russ. I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to hear from you, and good to know that tonight at 8 p.m. we've got an edition of Gordon Green's Music Planet for everyone to listen to. What can folks look forward to tonight?
Doing a French chart makers show. These are songs that have been like on the Billboard, has its music charts all over the world, and these are songs that you'll find now and in the past on top of the charts in France. And it's a great show. I've got lots of different kinds of music, from some ethereal type stuff to pop, some French rap, and it's a great show.
C'est magnifique. That's great to hear. Also, folks, if you can't catch the Music Planet tonight, you can catch it in our weekend music block. It starts at 8 p.m. Pacific time, Fridays and Saturdays. And then the Music Planet should come up at midnight those nights. And you can just take yourself into the next day with some soothing world music. Some good stuff, man. I always learn a whole lot when I'm listening to your show, man.
Hey, man. And most people know that you can go to the webpage at 420radio.org of all the music shows, and you can listen to past episodes on demand without any registration, anything like that. I just did a huge update of about 12 shows on Gordon Green's Music Planet page. I got the music of Cuba up, The 70th birthday of Bob Marley show is up now, and as well as the K-pop show, the Korean pop show that I did a few weeks ago that was really nice.
Oh, that's excellent. Check that out at 420radio.org/shows/GGMP for Gordon Green's Music Planet. So it's 425 now here on the West Coast, and I don't even know where you're calling from today. You're always all around the world. Are you still in Arkansas?
No, I'm calling from Toronto, man.
Oh, that's right.
I've been in Toronto for a few weeks. And just got my hands on some good Toronto herb, and I'm enjoying that and working on a few things.
That's good news. All right. So is the artist for today's tune, is this also a French artist?
He was born in Zaire, but his parents moved when he was a baby to France, and he's pretty much grown up in France. He used to be in a French rap group called Section d'Assaut. And he's went off to do a solo thing. He started with his rap group in 2002. And his name is Mate Jims. It's strange pronunciation if you see it written. But he's got a lot of videos on YouTube. He put out his first solo album called Subliminal in May of 2013. And it went super high on the charts. And this is a great song called Jim Tear. It means I withdraw.
Right. Let me get the right track in there, because I think it's I think our system pulled up the wrong track. I got to make sure we get the right.
Yeah, that sounded like not the right track.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that was.
Anyway, while you're looking for that, Russ, I'll just say that this show this afternoon, it's a mix of like some of the top songs in France over the past year and a half, maybe 2 years. And it's got some current top tenors and some past top 40ers. And I think even people who don't know a lot about French music will enjoy it.
All right. Now I've got the right track here. Let's see how this one sounds.
All right. That sounds like it, man.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Gordon.
Out,
we'll talk to you next week.
Je me tire, me demande pas pourquoi je suis parti sans motif. Parfois je sens mon cœur qui s'endurcit. C'est triste à dire mais plus rien ne m'attriste. Laisse-moi partir loin d'ici. Pour garder le sourire je me disais qu'il y a pire. Si c'est comme ça bah fuck la vie d'artiste. Je sais que ça fait cliché de dire qu'on est pris pour cible, mais je veux le dire juste pour la rime. Je me tire dans un endroit où je serai pas le suspect. Après je vais changer de nom comme Cassius Clay. Un endroit où j'aurais plus besoin de prendre le mic. Un endroit où tout le monde s'en tape de ma life. Je me tire, demande pas pourquoi je suis parti sans motif. Parfois je sens mon cœur qui s'endurcit. C'est triste à dire mais plus rien ne m'attriste. Laisse-moi partir loin d'ici. Pour garder le sourire je me disais qu'il y a pire. Si c'est comme ça va bah, fuck la vie d'artiste. Je sais que ça fait cliché de dire qu'on est pris pour cible. J'en me fuiront sûrement comme la peste. Vos interviews m'ont donné trop de maux de tête. La vérité c'est que je m'auto-déteste. Faut que je préserve tout ce qu'il me reste. Et tous ces gens qui voudraient prendre mon tel, allez leur dire que je suis pas leur modèle. Merci à ceux qui disent me qui en t'aime. Malgré ta couleur ébène. Je me tire dans un endroit où je serai pas le suspect. Après j'ai changé de nom comme Cassius Clay. Un endroit où j'aurais plus besoin de prendre le mic. Un endroit où tout le monde s'en tape de ma life. Je me tire, me demande pas pourquoi je suis parti sans motif. Parfois je sens mon cœur qui s'endurcit. C'est triste à dire mais plus rien ne m'attriste. Laisse-moi partir loin d'ici. Pour garder le sourire je me disais qu'il y a pire. Si c'est comme ça va bah, faut que la vie d'artiste. Je sais que ça fait cliché de dire qu'on est pris pour cible.
sympathie sans motif. Parfois je sens mon cœur qui s'endurcit. C'est triste à dire mais plus rien ne m'attriste. Laisse-moi partir loin d'ici. Pour garder le sourire je me disais qu'il y a pire. Si c'est comme ça va foutre la vie d'artiste. Je sais que ça fait cliché de dire qu'on est pris pour cible. Mais je veux dire juste pour la rire.
Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization. Support for 420 Radio comes from Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, a guide to gardening with nature, authored by Kip Zonderkopf. Based on the ethos that a living soil is the foundation of a thriving garden, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies is your guide to naturally growing resinous buds and nutrient-rich veggies. Get the ebook now with instant download at kickassorganics.com. Previews available on Amazon, iTunes, Nook, Google Play, Kobo, and many other online retailers.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk. To get it in.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
They can't play baseball, they don't wear sweaters, they're not good dancers,
they don't play drums.
Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
That's Barnes and Barnes from 1979 with Fish Heads. Folks in the chat room were talking about Fish Heads, and I couldn't resist. I had to play it. I'd forgotten about the big, long intro in that, but, you know, it was worth it. I don't care. I love that song. It is my second favorite song of the Dr. Demento catalog, I guess you'd call it. Second favorite. My first favorite Dr. Demento song coming up after the next break. So stay tuned for that. My first, my all-time most favorite Dr. Demento song. You folks in the chat room can try to guess what it was. That is, it's cool to find out that some of our listeners were fans of Dr. Demento. I always feel like such a geek when I mention that, but when I was a kid, God, I remember staying up late because it was on like Sunday nights, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. And it was on AM radio. I was living in Idaho, and it was on KIDO AM. I think that was the station. And I used to always remember staying up to listen to Dr. Demento and trying to stay awake long enough, you know, because it's school night the next night, to hear the funny five that he would always do, his top five countdown. Of course, folks, if you don't know Dr. Demento or what the hell I'm talking about, Weird Al Yankovic pretty much got his start from being exposed by Dr. Demento. And he was a big DJ with all those kind of novelty records and such. I think he's still out there, still online, doing his thing. So if you don't know about Dr. Demento, check it out, especially if you like that funny novelty music. All right, I want to get back to the Arizona, the upcoming Kevin Sabet education tour, part three, that looks like it's going to be happening in Arizona. The officials there have been given pretty much blanket immunity by the attorney general to go ahead and spend taxpayer funds and seized assets, $50,000 at a time, it looks like, for marijuana education. Just because there's a ballot initiative being pressed for 2016 legalization in Arizona. Now's the perfect time to educate the people about the dangers of marijuana. And so long as they don't specifically say, don't vote against legalization, they can pretty much damn well say anything they want about how awful it would be if Arizona legalized marijuana. And this is straight from the playbook of Project Sam and Kevin Sabet. And when before we went to the 420 break, I was reading this resolution. And this is from 2014. And they took this resolution, the anti-drug folks, they took this resolution around to the different cities and counties trying to get their boards and their aldermen or whatever the hell they call them in Arizona to sign on the resolution opposing the legalization of marijuana. So this is kind of a thumbnail sketch of the education that will be delivered. And every damn point on this page is straight out of Kevin Sabet's head. Directly. I mean, I've been following Sabet for so long, I know his shtick better than he does. So here's some of the stuff they're going to be presenting as fact when they go and educate people about marijuana in Arizona. Here's one. Whereas marijuana use causes drivers of motor vehicles to be impaired with slower reaction times, impaired judgment, and problems responding to signals and sounds. And yet, the most recent data on this, confirmed in a couple of surveys, has shown once you correct for the fact that marijuana users tend to be younger males who are already greater risk of crash, that there is no statistical difference in the crash risk between sober and marijuana using drivers. But you won't hear that fact in the Arizona marijuana education tour. Whereas teens who smoke marijuana regularly can see an 8-point drop in IQ by the time they reach 38, putting a person of average intelligence into the lowest third of the IQ range. Yeah, we legalize pot. Arizonans are going to become stupid. Folks, this is, of course, a document from 2014 based on that 2012 study that all the prohibitionists pretty much creamed their jeans over. The study that purported to show that kids in this sample that smoked pot regularly lost 8 points of IQ that remained even by age 38, even when they weren't smoking pot anymore. That study was soundly debunked when it came out by the same journal that published it. Published contradictory findings from a researcher who took the same data and showed that socioeconomic factors were as much to blame. And then better studies since then with larger cohorts and better controls have found they cannot replicate that information. They cannot find this. And in fact, among some of the marijuana consumers, find that their IQs actually increased. But you won't hear that fact in the marijuana education tour that's going to cost Arizona taxpayers $3,000 per event at least. Probably once you add in all the expenses and stuff, it'll be about $5,000 per event that Kevin Sabet shows up to talk to you. Here's another. Whereas marijuana use can lead to high school dropout and failure in college. No. There's a correlation. But there is no causal relationship, aside from the fact that the people who smoke marijuana and get caught get suspended and expelled from high school and college. But the marijuana itself is not the cause of failure in high school or college. There can just as well be explained a correlation that people who are doing poorly in school might then gravitate toward marijuana, might work the other direction. And there might be third factors in there, confounding factors. Parents are getting a divorce, which ruins the kids' grades and leads them to marijuana. Who knows? There's a lot of factors here. But reading it from Arizona, they'd say, well, you smoke pot, you're going to drop out of school and fail college. Another point. Whereas teens who use marijuana by the age of 15 are 3 times more likely to develop mental illnesses such as schizophrenia. Come on now. You know better. Marijuana does not cause schizophrenia. The rates of schizophrenia worldwide have remained between 75 and 150 people per 10,000. 0.75 to 1.5% of the population. Everywhere you look. Anytime you look. You can look back to Wales. As far back as 1874, from 1874 through 1924, Wales had about 75 to 150 people schizophrenic per 10,000. I'll bet they weren't using a whole lot of cannabis back then. And then the data from the same place since 1992 has shown about 75 to 150 people per 10,000. In fact, it's been decreasing as of late. But you can damn well bet there's far more people using marijuana in Wales now than were using it in 1924. Whereas the THC concentrations in the marijuana plant have been steadily increasing over the decades, exposing the user to higher concentrations of THC with a greater chance of adverse or unpredictable reactions. Well, not exactly. Not exactly. See, when people smoke pot, it affects them immediately. When they were smoking weaker pot, they'd smoke a puff, smoke a puff, smoke a puff, smoke a puff. Oh, I'm high. With today's stronger marijuana, they smoke a puff. Oh, I'm high. Just takes less puffs. That's not an increase of a greater chance of adverse reactions. It's a lesser chance of adverse reactions. Less smoke the person has to be smoking to get the same effect. Hell, you could even argue the more potent weed means they use less of it as they're using it, which means they use it slower, which means they have to make fewer trips to the criminal black market to put them in risk. You could make that argument too. Now, they'll present a couple of facts as well. And again, these facts are like the kind of facts that are true, but contextually ignorant. Like if you don't know the context, they might sound scary, but in context, they're not scary at all. For example, whereas the number of marijuana-related emergency room visits increased by 52% between 2004 and 2011. Okay, now, on the surface, that sounds scary. Oh my God, 50% more people going to the ER for pot. What it ignores is, this is just telling us a 52% increase in the reporting of adverse reactions to pot. 2004, you had, what, 8 medical marijuana states? 2011, you had what, 17-ish? Once it becomes legal, even in the medical sense, and someone has a bad reaction to it, they're more likely to go to the ER. When it's completely prohibited and any indication that you use pot can get your kids taken from you and get you put in jail, if you're having a bad reaction, maybe you're just going to sit it out. Maybe you're just going to wait it out a little. It has... In context, that stat means nothing. Here's another in context stat that would mean nothing, but is meant to sound scary. Whereas, contrary to popular belief, marijuana is an addictive substance, and according to the National Institute of Drug Abuse, about 9% of users become addicted to marijuana. Okay, so let's get to the truth of that. Marijuana is an addictive substance like coffee is an addictive substance. And this is not, you know, hyperbole. This is like scientifically accurate, folks. When you talk about what the withdrawal symptoms are for someone who has caffeine withdrawal, it's irritability, trouble sleeping, cravings. When you talk about people withdrawing from marijuana, it's irritability, trouble sleeping, cravings. It's about the same level, intensity, and type of withdrawal. There's some slight differences, right? Caffeine's more associated with speeding you up. Marijuana, especially indica, is more associated with slowing you down. But in general, how grumpy or upset you'll be from kicking coffee or weed cold turkey is about the same. And that 9% of users who become quote unquote addicted is the same stat for caffeine. National Institutes of Drug Abuse will tell you about 9% of the people develop a caffeine dependence, about 9% of the people develop a marijuana dependence. Now, I know people who cannot go through their workday unless they get some marijuana in them or get some caffeine in them. I know those people. You know them too. And me, I work every day using cannabis. I don't see my cannabis use as much different from the people who drink coffee every day. Now, the big one, of course, is the Sabbat conjecture, which is always presented as a truth. In this document, back in 2014, they tried to get everyone to agree to this, whereas tax revenue from marijuana sales would pale in comparison to its social and health costs, similar to the alcohol and tobacco experience. Federal and state alcohol taxes raise $14.5 billion annually, covering less than the 10% of the estimated $185 billion in alcohol-related costs to healthcare, criminal justice, and workplace lost productivity, with much of this cost falling on the government. Similarly, federal and state tobacco taxes raise $25 billion annually, covering less than 13% of tobacco's total social and health costs of $200 billion. This is the argument that since toxic and addictive alcohol and tobacco cost 10 times more than the tax they bring in, we shouldn't legalize marijuana. But folks, marijuana is not toxic or addictive. And now, I can't wait to see him try to roll this one out now. Now that we've had a year worth of sales data from Washington and a year and a half worth of sales data from Colorado, $700 million in sales in Colorado, raising somewhere around $50 million in taxes, I think it was. $60, $70 million? I don't remember what the total was. A lot. Now, all anyone has to do is turn to Kevin Sabet and say, hey, can you show me, can you quantify the 10 times more cost in Colorado in the past year and a half? Can you quantify the 10x cost in Washington? You can't. You cannot find it. And that's not even counting the savings in law enforcement and rehab and parole and probation from not arresting and locking people up for marijuana. Not even counting those savings. So that's the kind of marijuana education you're going to get in the state of Arizona. And it's only going to cost you, $3,000 to $5,000 per appearance. That's the Kevin Sabet Miseducation Tour coming your way.
Don't touch that dial. We're right back to Radical Russ in just a few minutes. Hey, does anybody really have a dial anymore? You're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
All right, folks, stay tuned. After these sponsor messages, you'll get to hear a little bit of my favorite Dr. Demento song ever. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show's Toker Talk Radio on 420radio.org.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
If you're an adult who enjoys a good beer, there's a similar product you might want to know about. One without all the calories and serious health problems. Less toxic so it doesn't cause hangovers or overdose deaths, and it's not linked to violence or reckless behavior. Marijuana, less harmful than alcohol, and time to treat it that way. For more information, visit marijuanaissafer.org.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
So we've gone to Kmart, we've done the thing with the business way of life and going to college, but there are other reasons for going to college. One is to expand your consciousness, and I hope to with this next song, ladies and gentlemen. How often have folk singers come up to you and sing songs like, well, they come up and they say things like, I really wish to listen to the words to my next song because they're coming from my heart. And then they go into this whole long line of poetic whatever that leaves you, huh? And half the audience is going, oh, wow, man, I know where he's coming from. Because they don't want to blow their cool, you know. You get a group like Chicago, okay? Let's just call a spade a spade. Take a group like Chicago. They write a song 25 or 624, and they expect you to understand what that's all about, right? My favorite, of course, is the elusive butterfly of love. Okay, so anyways, I've written a song. It has a little bit of all these profound thoughts that you go to college for to get out in the real world. And I sent it to a fellow named Dr. Demento out in California. He's been playing around the country for the past 4 years. A song of mine called The Existential Beliefs. A butterfly has his tiptoe past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, G-Bone, what's the score? I say, well, Lou Piniella got 1-1-3 and 25, 4-6-2-4. Is the left wing really pink or Colonel Sanders? What a bore. You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? So you go 4 years to college, you get in the real world, ladies and gentlemen. You study Plato, Thoreau, Orestes, the whole gang, all that philosophy, then you get a job at Kmart. The amenities of life have been chasing my soul. My mind is transcendental. I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire. Illusions and Thoreau, I cry out. My name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is it Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Yeah. What is illusion? What is truth? Sailing over the existential blues. God bless America and no glory to. May she always wavor us with the red, white, and existential blues. Hey, bam da bam da bam da bam da bam da bam ding 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 existential blues. Hey, you can do what you want, boy. I'll make existential blues. My blue suede existential blues. This particular moment, ladies and gentlemen, half the listening audience out there were going, talk to the people, talk to the people. Half the audience out there were going, yeah, wow, man, I know where he's coming from. The rest of you saying, what is this turkey talking about? You're the only honest people. But according to my Uncle Webster, and I'm sure we've all read that book cover to cover, yes, according to my Uncle Webster, existentialism means pondering one's own individual reality. Actually, see, ladies and gentlemen, I am not here. I am really a fragment of your weird, twisted, perverted mind. But then, on the other hand, you are not here. You are many fragments of my weird, twisted, perverted mind. Every single, ladies and gentlemen, none of us exist. You're not here. I'm not here. There is no beautiful Auburn. There's not a damn thing. There's really no reason to continue. So thank you very much. Good night. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a live version of Tom T-Bone Stankins doing the existential blues. It is my favorite all-time Dr. Demento tune. Puppies, 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 puppies. Little people, little people, little people all around me. Oh, it's like a trip back into my childhood. I'm glad you let me indulge myself with that. That was fun. You know, maybe one of these Monday nights, maybe we'll do a mini-series. We'll do the Radical Russ Dr. Demento Hour, whatever we end up calling it. That might be fun for the summer. Monday night variety tunes? What do you call them? Novelty tunes? I don't know. I'll come up with a clever, alliterative title for it, I'm sure. But folks, time flies when you legalize. That's all the time we got for today. Thanks for joining us here. Be back tomorrow, but not on Friday. I'll be flying to Alaska for the Northwest Cannabis Classic. So, until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it.